It's Monday, March 14th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Fed weighs in, while Enable warns of MSP risks. Some of those IoT devices are running old tech, and FinOps and cloud costs move to the top of mind. This is the Business of Tech. Federal agencies must immediately adopt guidance on software supply chain security as required under the May 2021 Cybersecurity Executive Order, the Office of Management and Budget stated on Wednesday. Federal agencies must begin to adopt NIST's Software Supply Chain Security Framework and the related guidance effective immediately, tailoring it to the agency's risk profile and mission. CISA has warned about the Ragnar Locker Gang, which the FBI says has breached at least 52 organizations from multiple U.S. critical infrastructure sectors. Specifically, Ragnar Locker operators terminate remote management software, examples ConnectWise and Kaseya, used by managed services providers to manage client systems remotely on compromised enterprise endpoints. Enable findings show that managed service providers are quickly overtaking their customers as a primary target for cybercriminals. The research also revealed that while 90% of the surveyed MSPs suffered a cyber attack in the last 18 months, the number of attacks these MSPs are preventing has also almost doubled, from 6 to 11. 82% of MSPs have also seen attacks on their customers rise, though not quite at the same rate, with an average of 14 attacks prevented per month. DDoS and ransomware are among the primary attacks MSPs detect, but the top attack remains phishing. I also wanted to highlight a change in perception of open source software. 89% of IT chiefs believe open source software is as secure as proprietary software, according to a survey by IBM-owned Red Hat, the maintainer of Red Hat Enterprise Linux. This is from Red Hat's The State of Enterprise Open Source. Why do we care? Changing perceptions. That's my thought today. Open source isn't the risk it was. MSPs themselves are more the target than their customers. If I was still working for a vendor, I'd have taken the Enable data to imply how much security matters for MSPs. That's still true, but now my analysis adds the other side. MSPs are a greater risk even than their customers. It's about challenging assumptions, so-called best practices. Those change over time, and it's important not to forget that. I'm pondering a lot of those right now. Let's break this research out. Data from the IoT Inspector, which is an open source project to collect data on IoT devices, showing some scary insights. Smart home devices from major manufacturers, including Amazon and Samsung, appear to be using old, vulnerable software to handle the encryption of data from their devices. Researchers looked at device traffic to understand which versions of OpenSSL smart home products might use. The academics looked to understand what versions they believed to be running through fingerprinting. The result is 32 Amazon devices, including Echoes, 18 Samsung devices, and a smaller array of other products that appear to use outdated versions of OpenSSL. Why do we care? I was struck by how futile the idea of manage everything looks in a modern world. How can someone manage everything when it's not even possible to ensure they're all modern? Take a device like an Echo as an example, not to beat up on them, and note how the device is essentially self-managed, yet also may be entirely out of date. I'm not convinced a software bill of materials entirely solves the problem. If you can't simply trust the device, how do you trust the bill of materials either? Which clearly needs to be zero trust. One can't trust everything. How many organizations are achieving this? So let's look at cloud costs. According to a Flexera's recently released 2022 State of the Cloud report, 66% of executives said cloud usage is higher than initially planned this year. They estimated that their organizations waste 32% of cloud spend, up from 30% in last year's survey. In addition, spend is likely less efficient and likely even higher on average, as many organizations tend to underestimate their amount of waste, the survey's authors report. In addition, respondents reported their public cloud spending was over budget by an average of 13% for the previous year. They expect their cloud spending to further increase by 29% in the next 12 months. Among small to medium businesses, 53% are now spending $1.2 million annually on cloud computing, up from 38% in 2021. The ZDNet article highlights FinOps, the practice intended to help organizations get maximum business value from the cloud by helping engineering, finance, technology, and business teams collaborate on data-driven spending decisions. Flexera's State of the Cloud says that as many as 53% of SMBs surveyed in the latest report are spending more than $1.2 million annually on the cloud. That's up from 38% last year. In this case, SMBs refer to companies with 1,000 or fewer employees. Cloud spending is up for organizations of all sizes, the report shows. As many as 8% of all respondents spend more than $60 million, and more than half spend over $2.4 million on the public cloud each year. And public cloud spending is even more significant among larger organizations. The average number of SaaS apps is now at 89 per organization, according to Okta, up 24% since 2016. Why do we care? I'm less convinced about FinOps specifically, although I'm on board with the concepts, just not sure we need another name for it. If I think about this from the value of a provider, I can break this down into good, better, best. It's good enough to keep things running. In good, actions are tied to SG&A spending. Better is to focus on reducing costs specifically, connecting IT spend to things in costs of goods sold, bringing operational costs down. Best is when the tech consulting can tie directly to the revenue numbers and drive growth. FinOps sounds a lot like my better, and frankly, I think we can do more. As an MSP, managing the security of multiple clients, ensuring you can quickly and efficiently respond to security incidents across your customers is critical to reducing the severity and consequences. Trend Micro's SOC as a service solution, tailored for MSPs, not only augments your existing team with security expertise, but also proactively hunts for threats and indicators of attack across your entire customer base. We call this multi-tenant detection and response. Learn more and get the MSP's SOC as a service playbook using the link in the show notes or visit trendmicro.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. It's getting late in the afternoon. That daylight savings time caught up with me. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.